Because, like, I tend to, like, you know, I'll figure out, okay, this is the best way to do this. So I start fundraising. I'm going to fundraise like this. And it works for a while. Mm. And then there's something that God wants me to change. So he just kind of, like, I'll keep doing the same thing. And suddenly I'm just hitting a wall. Mm. And nothing's happening. I'm doing the same thing I always do. And nothing's working. Nothing's working. So what do I do? I try it harder. And it fails harder. And you try harder and it fails harder. And then you just, like, you know, and the thing is, like, God just kind of puts you in this little box and all you have to do is turn around and you'll get out of it. But how many times do I have to hit my head on the wall? How many times do I try to do the same thing the same way until I finally just go, like, okay, you know, what does it take to give up? What does it take for you to let go? You know, sometimes it feels like I'm dying or like I'm, oh, this is hopeless. It's like useless. And just like, oh, okay, God, all right, whatever. I don't care anymore. And then I walk in and suddenly, you know, the next person responds. I'm like, well, what was that? How did that work? But it's like, you know, I think, I mean, God, you could see literally like how God was using these circumstances. The cool thing about MFT was that you got immediate response. Like if you were doing the right thing, bam, you know, boom, okay. It was like you're a little rat in a lab or something. You know, it's like, do this, oh, we get a reward. Okay, made my goal. Okay, I'll do that again. You know? But no, I mean, the things you learn, and it's like, what, I don't know. Like when I first heard Divine Principle, you know, you would hear the history and like, oh, and then these people did that, and we'd all be like, oh, those stupid people, why? Oh my God, you just had to do this, not that. Oh, jeepers. You know, and we're all like laughing at the, you know, the things they do. And then the next thing you know, I'm out there
doing that.
I'm doing that. You know? There's like thousands of my ancestors that are all like, yeah, this is good. Yeah, do it this way. Yeah, this is good. You know, and you go and you do it this way and it doesn't work, you know, and you want to kill somebody, you know, like all, you know, you want to just scream and yell at people and throw something through their window and it's like, maybe it's not so easy to do.
Is it true you're rejecting it?
Yeah.
It's the ego thing. Yeah. I mean, when Pedro was talking about that, the Shoko. Talking about it. And that's it exactly, because what you're talking about is you're doing it on your own. You were real good at doing it on your own for a while. And then you had to have that experience where you remembered, no, I need God. God needs to be with me. I'm doing this for God. I'm doing this with God. It's not about me. And I had that battle innumerable times where I had my little spiel and I was really good at it and I had the energy and the life and I could really get out there and make a lot of money. And then I couldn't, for whatever, you know, because I had to be reminded yet again that it wasn't about me. And that was like one of the hardest lessons to learn, just, you know, to let that go.
But some of the most like beautiful experiences, it kind of came down to, okay, here's God, here's me, and here's this exact moment with these people. And what does this moment with these people, what does God want to do right here? Like, how does this all come together right here? It wasn't like I have some smart idea and I'm going to walk in and do it and then everything's going to work. Like, I'm not the center of the universe here.
We used to be. As the center of the cosmos.
Well, yeah. That brought up a whole lot of stuff. But, I mean, the thing was like, because it was like, it's each situation. You know, how do you respond to each particular situation? It's not like there's one thing. I mean, I used to hear about perfection, you know, and my sort of ancestor, Christian ancestor idea of perfection is like, you know, you become this perfect being and then nothing happens after that. You're just sitting there being perfect. You know? But
boring.
Yeah, well, yeah. And it's... But I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's like if you think of like, what would
it's
I want to be?
The judgmental image.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like you're a statue or something like that.
The bleeding heart statue.
Yeah. But I mean, the most beautiful moments were the ones where it was just like, I just feel like I'm surrounded by this ball of God's love, and I'm just with these people, and everything's working. I know exactly mm-hmm. how to talk to them. I know who to talk to. I know what to say to them. You know, it's all there. I mean, that kind of feeling I would like to keep having. You know, mm-hmm. I could do this mm-hmm. for a while, you know? I could do this for a while. But I even have trouble with this word ideal. We're always using ideal, ideal, ideal. But the thing is, I think all the time. I have lots of ideas. Most of my ideas aren't so good, aren't as good as they seem. They look like to me, you know? I don't know. I remember one time when Father was teaching at Belvedere, and he drew a diagram on the board, and I wrote it down, and I can't remember exactly what it was. But it was something like the mind and the body and God. But it was like it all came together in one point. But that point was always going to be changing. Mm. You know, every moment is a new experience. Every moment is a new thing. And every particular moment has something that makes that moment perfect. You know, that you can experience that perfection. But it's in this moment, and it keeps, you know, it's always changing, it's always moving, it's always, because God didn't make it boring, you know, God didn't make it boring, and so, I don't know, you know, it's like, I think we get these glimpses of it, and, you know, I think as time goes on, you know, hopefully our kids will, I mean, we'll be experiencing more and more of those kind of moments, those kind of glimpses, you know, because that,
out of words.